Today, it's our monthly visit we get from the Lorain County Public Health. Our segment brought to you by the folks at Lorain County Public Health. We have with us this morning Katie Bevan, always coming in, joining us, program manager. Hi, Katie. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for having us.
And you brought a guest with us, you today, right?
Too. Yes. My coworker, Jillian Cremona. She's a health education specialist and does a lot in the community with school districts as well as community partners. And she has a lot of experience with data and is really involved in what we're going to talk about today.
And that is the community health assessment.
Yes.
What does that actually mean? What does that really imply?
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks to both of you. So that means this is basically the assessment we do of the health of the entire county and the entire community. We do this in partnerships with the hospitals, the mental health boards, MARS board in this county, schools, parks, kind of all of the big players within the county, really to get an assessment on people's health, where the needs are, and create a plan to move forward for the next couple years.
I see the data you look at is like births, deaths, you kind of figure that sort of thing, maybe other records as well, and then there's sort of information you gather from the community. Talk about how you gather all that information.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, we absolutely look at birth and death records, kind of the causes behind those. That's an important component. One of the other things we do is go out and do kind of true public health. We ask people what the health needs are in the community. So we do that in a number of ways. Sometimes we do individual surveys. We're doing a number of surveys of leadership and key stakeholders throughout the community. So people in leadership positions in any number of areas. We also are going to host a number of focus groups this year, particularly going to groups that are meeting and really asking them, you know, what does a healthy community look like to you? What barriers are in place and what suggestions do you have to move those forward?
How do you do a community health assessment after a pandemic? I mean, you almost have to have a preface to everything before you start. How do you kind of look at it maybe under a different lens this time around?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a big part of the internal discussions we're having of we don't want this community health assessment to be entirely about the pandemic because there are these ongoing underlying health issues that continue throughout the county. So I think as we are having these interviews and these focus groups, we are really talking with people about how these health issues continue in light of COVID, maybe what has affected it, what has made things worse, and kind of go from there. So yeah, it's definitely in the narrative, but we want to definitely keep a focus on some of these key important topics.
When you take a look at the new information you're about to get, do you go back and look at the old one, the previous surveys, to see where you're trending?
Yeah, we do. That's a big component of it. And that's actually something, again, for kind of consistency in light of the pandemic, that we're going to do a lot in this cycle. So the last cycle, we kind of settled on 5 primary topics. They are chronic disease, maternal child health, mental health, substance abuse, and cancer. So we're going to look at this next planning cycle in those same kind of 5 categories or buckets, if you will. So we really are looking at kind of data over time and where any changes or trends might be popping up within those.
How do you kind of take a bias out of it? In other words, instead of we're heading down this road because we know that, as opposed to seeing what the data is really telling you. What's the balance between that, I guess?
Yeah, that's a good point. So I think one of the coolest things about public health is really recognizing that the people are the experts in their experience and in their, you know, health and what needs they have. So really starting that with a listening perspective, and we really tried to frame all of our questions to be as bias-free as possible. So instead of coming in and saying, you know, the data says X, do you see that in your community? We leave it much more open-ended. We're working with a couple firms that helped us wordsmith those questions to really say, you know, what are the issues that you're seeing in your community? Do you have any maybe employees coming in with issues around cancer or mental health, that sort of thing? And just talk about it. Tell me what they are, and we go from there.
Talking this morning with Jillian Cremona, health education specialist with Lorain County Public Health, also with us Katie Bevan, program manager. Katie, you have a lot of people working behind the scenes over there at the public health. I know sometimes you'll bring several different people and we get to meet some of them, but there's a lot of people that kind of, like Jillian as well, right?
Yeah. We have a team of about 110 people, and you know, going through the pandemic, I think, has brought to me like even greater pride and gratefulness for our team, because through the pandemic, we got to see each other a lot more often in really unique roles, and we all had to step outside of our comfort zone. And so, yeah, we have people behind the scenes constantly, whether it's a pandemic or it's regular times in life, like we're leading into now, and We have a lot of amazing experts right here in Lorain County, and it's really great to be a part of a team like that.
Wow. Let's talk a little bit. In the past of these community health assessments, I remember getting a mailer that had like a survey. I understand we're not doing that again this year?
Correct. Yeah. So we're not doing those. Typically, those sort of responses, we often get the people who are most interested in health, have the most time to respond to those. And while that's good, we want to hear everyone's piece. We're really doing a big push this year behind reaching people that maybe we haven't reached in previous health assessments. So we're doing some additional work, particularly around the focus groups and other leadership, to make sure that we're getting people who are busy, quite frankly, working adults, moms and dads, people who have a lot going on in their lives. So there's some new things we're trying out.
And I imagine, too, you've got to go to different corners of the county because the county is so diverse.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a central piece of this. So we'll actually be traveling. We have started traveling already to do these focus groups, you know, whether it's a Silver Sneakers group. We did one down in LaGrange. Whether it's we're trying to look at getting at some maybe unions or fire chiefs associations, that sort of thing. So we'll have that that rural spread, that urban spread, and people of different ages and demographics.
How long does it take to gather this information? And then once you come up with sort of this report and survey, what do you do with it?
Yeah, so we started planning for this last summer. We're in the data collection, data processing, data kind of crunching now, if you will. And then we hope to get together a report kind of late spring into early summer. Hopefully for ready for publication and up on our website. Late summer is our goal. And then what do you do with it? In those, the community health assessment will help inform the community health improvement plan. And those will be really targeted strategies that we at the health department work to align all of our partners' work really for the next 3 years around. So maybe if you have a community group and health is an important topic to you, you can take a look at the data and the metrics and see how you can work towards these same goals. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our partners we find will pull the community health assessment report, and they will use it when they are applying for funding with initiatives that align with health and safety goals. And so I think that's a really added benefit to local organizations as well.
In the responses you've gotten over time, has anything jumped out at you? You thought, boy, this is really different. This is really unusual or unexpected.
Yeah, so fortunately, these tend to be pretty consistent. I think this is where public health sometimes gets the reputation as being boring. We all know, like, kind of what the health issues are across the lifespan. Some recent changes, we had a lot of discussion around e-cigarette use and vaping among youth, particularly in the last community health assessment. We're making some changes to how that is actually, you know, the verbiage behind those questions to make sure we're accurately capturing those. So that's something I think it was kind of a new emerging issue 3 years ago, and we probably didn't get the full picture on it. So we're looking at improving that this year. Otherwise, we just look at smaller trends, again, kind of that across time piece where we want to catch things kind of upstream so there aren't any huge catastrophic surprises. That's what we're trying to avoid.
Does this get shared with other counties in the state, kind of making even a bigger picture of to see things? Because some maybe trends maybe move from a county to another county, or you kind of see where things are developing.
Yeah, absolutely. So it overlaps in a number of ways. So all of the county health assessments and city health assessments actually go up to the state, and the state has a state health improvement plan. They call it the SHIP instead of the CHIP with an S on the front. So the state has a piece that really kind of gets everyone in the whole state moving in the same direction. So that's one. And then the other big component of this is really the hospitals. We have a number of really good healthcare systems within this county, and many of them cross county lines. So they are a part of multiple community health assessments. They have their kind of their own governing body that they use this data for as well. So they help make the connection between other counties as well.
Is there like a computer program that this all goes into, or are you kind of just sort of adding up columns of numbers? How does that work for you?
I wish it was that simple. Yeah, there is not a single computer program that we put this behind. One of our epidemiologists in-house really sits behind a spreadsheet of numbers and crunches all those birth and death certificate data. And then, you know, I kind of go through the transcripts and narratives of the interviews and the focus groups, and we pull out themes. We do things like count how many times things were said and pull together a meaningful report out of that.
Wow. It's kind of interesting. I would assume sometimes even with data, you maybe get sort of lost, or you wonder about the stories behind the people that were, you know, died, what's happening with them, the issues and things like that. So that's sort of another kind of connection with why I guess you're in public health.
Exactly, is
to help people and get a better outcome for many people ahead of time.
Yeah. Exactly. That's really what we're doing here, is trying to make sure that people have the best opportunity to have a healthy, long life and a good, healthy life for their families. Yeah.
So talk, I guess one other thing is, where people can get more information about this, or we're getting to some of this warmer weather, people getting out. So, you know, as we talk about looking at the data, you probably look and think, we've told people not smoking, stop doing, do these exercises. And that's the other part of the drumbeat that you want to always get out there to let people know about it.
Yeah, we understand that there's a lot of factors that come into play on what your individual decisions are about your health and safety, and how easy or hard it is. And so, yep, we've got lots of opportunities and resources on our website at LorraineCountyHealth.com. And if you have any questions about data or free walking locations or how you can get involved in public health in Lorain County, feel free to, you know, contact us on our website, LorraineCountyHealth.com, or give us a call at 440-322-6367.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, Katie. Katie Bevan, Program Manager with Lorain County Public Health, also Education Specialist and involved in the Community Health Assessment, Jillian Cremona. Thanks for sharing the information.
Thanks for having us in.